that article. I was home alone. David wasn't home. And I prayed before I read it that God would give me eyes to see and ears to hear what he wanted me to. And at one point in the article, the author discussed the birth control pill and how the birth control pill can actually cause an abortion without the mother even knowing it, which we've talked about a lot today. And as a pro-lifer, I pridefully thought to myself that I would never take the pill. And without a moment's hesitation, the Lord spoke to me. And I'm telling you the truth, he whispered in my right ear. And he said, but you had a vasectomy. You cut me off. And I sat there as I cried because I realized that we hadn't trusted him. And we hadn't given everything in our marriage to him. Isn't it amazing how a God with a voice that could shake the heavens could whisper in my ear? So anyway, reading that article opened my eyes to natural family planning. It's not just another form of birth control, which I always thought. And of course, it didn't work because all the people who use it have like 6 kids. So I realized that it was actually a philosophy of looking at life. And it's about trusting God and being generous with him because he's been generous with us. It's about honoring sex within your marriage. And it draws couples closer because it promotes communication. Not just because there's this period of abstinence that, you know, people think that that would make you more, you know, apart. But it actually draws you closer. You know, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them has new added meaning for me now. So at my next appointment with Dr. Fleming, I cried as I told him what had been going on. And he talked to me and shared that he knew other couples who'd gone through similar situations. And we talked about a vasectomy reversal. And when I left there, I had so much hope. And I told David, I want to have a baby. I want to get pregnant in January. And he was like, bah. So he went to the doctor, and 2 weeks later, we had an appointment for surgery. And meanwhile, now our Bible study invited Dr. Fleming to visit to talk to us about this article. Boy, you should have heard the conversation. And he was so